AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Milton has strengthened to a Category 5 hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico on a path toward Florida with landfall expected Wednesday. Julie Walker has the latest.
Models showing along the Gulf Coast in the Tampa area. Governor Ron DeSantis urging residents to evacuate, saying you hide from wind, you run from water, but not storm surge.
If you stay in there and you got 10 feet, you're really, really taking a risk with your life and your safety.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says that storm surge could actually be as high as 12 feet.
And that's storm surge that can flood cars, homes, roadways, escape routes.
Evacuation orders in effect for numerous areas, says State Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie.
Drowning deaths due to storm surge are 100% preventable if you leave.
A Cat 5 hurricane means winds of 160 miles per hour. I'm Julie Walker.
Israelis have been holding somber ceremonies to mark a year since the deadliest attack in the country's history. The AP's Melanie Lidman.
Hundreds of people were at the site where the Nova Festival happened in southern Israel. Exactly at 6:29 this morning, there was the last song they were playing before the rockets started exactly a year ago, and then a moment of silence. During that moment of silence, you could actually hear bombs going off in Gaza and Israeli artillery responding. There was also someone just wailing in pain, and it was a very somber moment. And then afterwards, families kind of scattered and held private memorials and gatherings at the places along the roads and in the forest where their loved ones were killed.
Hamas marked the anniversary of its attacks by firing a barrage of rockets at Tel Aviv, while Lebanon's Hezbollah vowed to continue firing rockets at northern Israel despite its recent losses. Meanwhile, the Israeli military is telling residents to stay off the beaches and fishermen off the sea ahead of operations along Lebanon's southern coast. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street after Treasury yields hit their highest level since the summer. The S&P 500 fell 1% Monday. The index is still close to the all-time high it set a week ago. The Dow dropped 398 points. That's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 1.2%. Stocks felt pressure from rising Treasury yields, which raised the cost of borrowing money and act as a brake on the economy. Big tech stocks led the way lower. Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft all fell. Crude oil prices added to their big gains from last week. Seth Sutel, New York.
And the price of a Mega Millions ticket's going up.
Lottery officials say it will cost $5 to play Mega Millions beginning in April. The price increase will be one of many changes to Mega Millions that officials say will result in better odds to win the jackpot, more giant prizes, and even larger payouts. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.